Bike messenger Nick Woods has been delivering packages to Pittsburgh businesses for nearly 3 years. Navigate downtown streets with Woods as he goes through his day in this audio postcard by 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley.
There's still a novelty of same-day delivery, so you can't really get that with UPS or mailing. It's papers that need to be signed immediately and brought back that same day or within an hour. I think that's probably the main thing, is the fact that we can get it there quickly, get it there fast, within the same day and reasonable price rates. My name is Nicholas Woods. I am a bike messenger. I live in Wilkinsburg, and I am 30 years old.
So right now we're on Penn, the Strip District. One-way catastrophe. All right, make this left.
I have my messenger bag, obviously my bike, a water bottle, my lock. Some other things would be like tools in case you break down, so you have an extra inner tube, extra tire, bike pump, a multi-tool kit, cell phone, my shoes, keys, sometimes a banana. I know every corner, every alleyway, every street downtown, and it's still fun. But whenever you get those deliveries that take you far out of the city into Oakland, into the uptown part of Pittsburgh, I think are quite interesting because it's not something you do quite often and you don't spend a lot of time out there. So those are still avenues that I'm still figuring out ways to do easier, figuring out the little tricks of the trade, if you will. And there's like a whole move towards everyone now cycling, people getting more active. And that's not just like a Pittsburgh thing, that's like a global thing, which is good. But it's going to take some time for people to kind of understand, like, all right, there are actually other people who prefer other sources of transportation other than a vehicle. Pittsburgh is one of those, I guess, good old town cities. So you have people who are like, oh, yeah, it's been this way forever. Why are we trying to change it? But, I mean, like anything else, like the younger generation comes up and they're like, you know, we want to see things happen and move in a different direction. So there's always that tug of war, I guess. We have a few messengers that have been bike messengers in other cities, such as like Seattle, New York, California. That's pretty much the thing that people point out, is the fact that we have a lot of hills. So they always give kudos to us for sticking it through, I guess.